We've been learning within the laws of Hilchos Pesach Neses, chapter entitled Seder Masu Matan, quote which the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lengthy Rambam, which discusses the way one should conduct themselves. So the Rambam says, "Shulhachzik b'machlokas." A person should not get involved in dispute. Shenemar v'luyeh kikorach v'kadosa. So a person who gets into machlokas falls under the category of acting as Korach and his assembly did. And then immediately afterwards he discusses the prohibition of nekama and the tira of revenge and bearing a grudge. Hanoki mechavero over bulosase shnemu lotikom lotitor. The person has violated the Torah prohibition by seeking revenge, and he quotes the famous Rashi. Ketzad omerlo hishaleni kardumcha v'lo ratza lamachar melo hashileni magolcha. So in the event that one day your friend turns to you and asks to borrow a gardening tool, and he says no, next day the opposite happens. He comes to you and asks for a gardening tool. Omerlo, he says, and you say, "Eini mashilcha kederech shelo she'eltani." I am not going to lend anything to you, just like yesterday you did not lend anything to me. So you are only not giving him today because of what happened yesterday. Zuhi nekima, that's considered to be a form of revenge. Kosar Rabbeinu Eliezer meets b'sefer Yireim. He says that this is not only labdavka she'elas kalim. It's not only referring to gardening tools. Because after all, the whole law of Kalim Ksibakra, the pasuk just says, don't bear grudge, don't seek revenge. It doesn't discuss with objects, with Kalim, which means it's not only talking about that. It can be also including other situations. Now, feel shar mamon de lav Kalim ninhu. Other things which have monetary value, money itself. Manu can learn from here, Shemizharim Yisrael Shalim Noah La'aso Sadaka Gnus Chasadim B'mamon B'shvil Shal Aso Hu Imo. For the same issue in which a person can violate Nekama is that if, let's say, a person doesn't give to you one day in a time which you were in need, and now for some reason they come to you the next day and you say, I'm not going to lend you any money because you didn't lend me any money, that would also constitute a form of Nekama, and therefore you would have violated this Torah prohibition. Vim omer lo, and for that matter, if a person would say, Heilcha hareni mashilcha ve'eni kamoscha, if a person says, you know, can I please borrow? And he says, you know, I will lend it to you because I'm not like you. You yesterday didn't lend me any money. I'm better than you, and I'm going to lend money. Zuhi netira, that's considered to be bearing a grudge. Therefore, concludes the language of the Rambam, he says, what the person should do, the proper attitude, is yimcha kadavar melibo, that it should be something which is literally erased from one's heart, v'lyiz karenu klal, that it should not be remembered. So whatever a person said to you yesterday, maybe you were upset about it, but that should not have any bearing as to whether or not you want to lend or help that a person today. And on this, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses, as we see, there's an interconnection between machlokes and the idea of bearing a grudge and seeking revenge. So he says, quoting the idea of machlokes, quoting a Gemara in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, which we'll be seeing in a few weeks on Shabbos. The Gemara says that a person who is engaged in machlokes, shemasa b'machlokes, over belav, he violated negative prohibition. V'harihu b'nidui. Not only that, but such a person who is a bal machlokes is deserving of being excommunicated. V'chazal ginu ma'od es ha-machlokes, shein shum davar tov yochel latzeis mimena. That the Chazal point out that anyone who's involved in machlokes and you think that something positive will emerge, you can be rest assured, she'ein shem davar tov yachal atzis mimenu. Nothing good will ever come from machlokas. The Mariva, a person who is heavily involved in fighting with others, mi'avili dikas, certainly it's going to cause anger within yourself, other people as well. Sin of nekim natira, hatred, as well as those who wish to seek revenge against you or bear grudge against your attitude. And he says, Ubayas, and this is not only referring to those outside of your home, certainly machlokas can be found within the home as well. Ubayas sheishva machlokas malach hamavas matzoi sham. It says that when it comes to a house which is filled with machlokes, the malcha mavas is there. V'sofo l'char v'chman l'tzan. And at the end, it will be destroyed. Obviously, a person who should be focused instead of shalom bayis. L'chein, yivrach adam in a machlokes, kibarech min eish. Just as a person, you see a big torch, you may see a fire, you're not going to stick your hand into a fire, you're going to get burned. You do as much as you can to distance yourself from the fire, because you know it's something which will be extremely destructive. And therefore, just as fire is destructive, the fire within, the kas, the anger, which you can feel, the burning within when a person is engaged in a heated dispute, your person should also distance themselves from that. And he concludes, V'afil m'machlokas shu l'shem shemayim. Even if it's for the sake of heaven, in which you would maybe think it's justifiable for a machlokas l'shem shemayim, which is not necessarily, as we know, Shammai and Hillel. But the issue, as it's brought down by the Baal HaTanya in the Igros Kodesh, he says, and I quote, "Ubepratma machlokas in l'shem shemayim, one must be very careful with especially a machlokas which is quote unquote l'shem shemayim for the sake of heaven. Asher rov hatzaros heim machlokas l'shem shemayim. Many different problems emerge from those who are engaged in such disputes. Harachmani atzilenu mimena, and therefore we should be spared from it." And then the Piskei Teshuva is discussing, as we did a little bit in the Rambam, about netira and nekama with regard to revenge and bearing a grudge. And we said it's not only referring to gardening tools, but it's also with money. And he says, V'davka, it specifically, says the Piskei Teshuva, it's only kedugmaos elu shem devarim shebamamo, only things which have some monetary value. Ikalav zeh, the nekim of netira. That's the only time you violated those prohibitions. However, im etzar l'chaver begufo, o b'chvodo eno over below tikam v'lo titor, ki'im eno midatova. Certainly this is not the right attitude, but one who causes pain to their friend, anguish to them, or shows a lack of respect to them, you have not violated nekama or netira. It has to be something in which has some form of monetary value. Then he concludes and says as follows, that we find many people that are involved in nekama and netira, and the question is, how are they allowed to, especially some people who would maybe know better? And how could they be involved in things which are explicitly against the Torah? So he says as follows, the Gemara infers from the pasuk in this example. It says, "The isin nekama v'netira hanu davka kishaharishon manal mul asos tova ach gam lo asara." The whole situation of, can I borrow your gardening tools? Can I borrow your sickle? And I say, and the person says no. So they didn't really do anything bad to me. They just didn't do anything nice. That's the time in which a person is not allowed to seek revenge. That's the time a person is not allowed to bear a grudge. Aval, however, if a person did, not that they just didn't do you a favor, but they did something which was very bad for you. Kigon, shigorim, lohesid, kasvi, or nezik, baguf. Someone did something which was very painful or very harmful to you in some manner. Imimana, hasheni, melasos, tovul, rishon, ikivkach, eno over, al lotikon. A person will now have violated this prohibition of nekama, because after all, the whole prohibition is only if they don't do you a favor, they don't do something nice to you, then you're not allowed to seek revenge. However, in the event that they are harmful, then there's nothing wrong with bearing a grudge. After all, you can't be foolish and just pretend they didn't harm you. After all, someone harmed you. But however he concludes, the chol zeh hu limitzchus. All of this is just to be able to find some answer to why people do things which are seemingly wrong. About vaday for sure. Yishachol adam izahar b'cholinyan. We have to be careful in all matters. L'haba midosav, to be able to go up and go above and beyond that which is really due to us. Af shachaver tzar begufo b'mono. Even if someone did cause us harm, after all, b'hamavra midosav ma'avirin lo pishav. If we are forgiving of others, then certainly Hashem will be forgiving of us.